American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, WWE Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer to all of us here in Florida, especially. Dusty, what's it like being back here? You're at the Youth Fair, Miami-Dade County. Miami was a big place for pro wrestling. What was it like for you? Any memories?
Yeah, I think the best memories were always of the Jackie Gleason Auditorium. You know, I mean, 74 when I became a babyface and the world knew, they started to know who the American Dream was. It was very special to me. So the, you know, it's, I remember, I knew we were a success in Miami when in New York City, in the New York Times, it said they're scalping tickets for $100 to go to wrestling to see this guy they call the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And, so somebody sent me the clip, and I said, okay, I think we got him now. You know, and Dundee was really cool, and Eddie and everybody back then. But, man, the fans were just, every once in a while we would, you know, the old announcer, for, Mr. Freeman, he announced the first Ali,
Liston?
Ali Liston fight. And he was our ring announcer, and he always had something really good to say, and you know, and but it was great memories, great times, you know, and working with WWE now and NXT, our new, you know, our new baby that's on the WWE network was really cool. So being able to give back a little bit and see some kids grow, I got, you know, I do some acting and promo classes with them and help with creative, so keeps me busy just enough. And then every once in a while, I'll do 3 or 4 autograph things a year. And Alfie is a friend of mine, and they've had this fair for about, fair day, about 4 years. I don't do anything with the wrestling, but just come and help, you know, sign some autographs, help them out. So it's kind of a yearly deal I'm used to. You know, but it's not a bad drive down from Orlando. Got my wife with me, so it's good.
You mentioned Dundee, the famous Dundee family.
Yeah.
What was, that was Angelo's brother, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was it like with that guy? That guy was a character himself.
Yeah, well, he was a fight promoter, but, you know, because, you know, Angie and they, it, the thing about Dundee is that he had a really nice, he loved our business. And he promoted it and, you know, with great passion, like he would anything else. But every Wednesday night we were there. And he was raking in the, what I call the Dundee money. So when they cut the money off, there was the promoter, the Dundee money, somebody else's money, and then my money. So I said one night to Chris, I said, can we, not Angelo, but Chris, to Chris, I said, Chris, can we change this to my money, your money, promoter's money? You know? But yeah, it was a great time. We'd run the, you know, next door in the big building, 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 times a year for a big show, because we'd sell out. You know, we had 17, 18 Wednesday night sellouts in a row at one point in time, and I mean, complete sellout. So it was really cool, and you know, it's yeah. You see, at least they're not saying to me, "Didn't you used to be Dusty Rhodes?" As a few people still remember, yeah. You get that a little bit. Didn't you used to be Dusty Rhodes? I don't know, man. Why don't you ask my wife here?
I think yeah. I still am, right?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, too, because bringing up the Dundees and all, of course, with Angelo, with Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And he was such great with the microphone. Ali was one of the best in boxing. Did you ever get a chance to meet Muhammad? And what did you think? Did you think you or he barred off each other at all for anything?
I think
not really?
At a point in time, there was a great comparison in our sport and entertainment industry and him. And his interview with Howard Cosell, and they would compare mine with Garden Soli. Same era, same time, really cool. Ali came down to Miami with Dundee before he went to fight Inoki. So we met with, we were, the original fight was me and against Ali in the Orange Bowl. And then Chris tried to, you know, put that together, and I met with him, and Pacheco was there, and some different people. Ali was always really cool. And looked up to him really great, and so he was at the big building next to the auditorium there, the convention center. It was me and Harley Race, you know. So he said, I said, man, if you wrestle me, you'd be a bad guy. You don't want to lose that, you know what I mean, everything. So he's standing in the ring to introduce him. I come out, Race is there, it's sold out, and I got in the ring, and when I got in the ring, He looked across at me, pointed his finger, and he got out. They booed him out of the building. So I said, it would be that easy, you know what I mean? But he ended up, that's a great story that really happened, and he ended up with Anoki in Japan, and a lot of bucks, a lot of money, preferably. They were sure what they were to do. We were not sure what we could do at the Orange Bowl, and what it would, you know, how it would interact with us, and what I wanted to do and what he wanted to do might have been two different things, you know. So instead of that, they went over, and Anoki laid on his back, kicked him for 15 rounds. The most boring thing. I could have got it done in 5 rounds. He could have knocked me out. Give me my money. I don't give a shit.
So, it would have been a better ride. It would have been a lot more entertaining. It would have been a lot better, right?
Yeah, they'd have had a riot trying to get him out of the ring. Yeah.
Oh. Now, you talk about WWE Performance Center that they have in Orlando. You mentioned that.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah.
If you guys had what they had today, skill-wise, would it have been better? Or it's just a different time and place.
It was a different time, you know what I mean? Because our skills came on the road. And you went from 7 days a week here in Florida, you know, started in, Monday in West Palm, Tuesday, Tampa, Wednesday, Miami, Thursday, Jacksonville, Friday, Tallahassee, or Lakeland, Saturday, St. Pete, and then Sunday was always Orlando, back to Orlando. Then the next week you started up, did TV on Wednesday, man. People don't understand that. It was 24-7. We were off from the 19th to the 25th at Christmas, and that was it. Worked Thanksgiving night, that was it. So, but the facility that WWE has built in Orlando is just, it's, NFL does not rival what we have in this building. Second in command with the Players Association come and look at it, from our training rooms to, and I really brag on it because I'm proud of it, and being there and just everything that you could imagine you wanted. You want to be a writer, you come there, be a writer. You want to go in the, we hire a kid to do color or play-by-play, there's rooms to do that in. I mean, it's amazing facility. So, and now with our network, which we're really proud of, it just steps the game up, and 80 to 100 kids we got. You know, and now with the network, there's room for a lot of them don't make it, you know, but it's like back then we were trying to get to the next town to get paid, and here they're getting paid to learn their trade and see if they can be something that we want, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like going to college for them. It's really a great setup, really is.
Paul Triple H talked about when WrestleMania was in New York, New Jersey, he went and visited the training center that the Giants had.
No, that's the first place he went in. Yeah.
Yes, and he said, exactly, and said this was sort of like, okay, we want to do this, but better.
Yeah, it's in, even now it's almost outgrown itself, not even a year, you know, so it's just facilities are like I said, if the Giants would come and look at this, they could maybe see a clone of it a little bit, but they have facilities upstairs that, you know, places where the kids can eat. They can go on their computer. They can go in. When I give them a project to a creative project and learning to talk, then they have a room. They go in, and in that room, they go in by themselves. I can see it on my TV in my office, watching them in the room, and they can practice. It's just amazing. You know what I mean? And we were in the car looking in the rearview mirror, me trying to be Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. You know what I mean? That was my training facility. You know, six pack of beer, the next town, training in front of the deal right there, and that was it. You know, Slim Jims, a couple of bald eggs, you know. Jesus, but it's really cool. And the workout systems, I can brag on it a lot, but Paul, H done a great job with it. It's kind of pet project with him that WWE turned over to him. And he will be the heir to the throne, and him and Steph worked very hard at it. So very proud of it, yes.
WWE Network, something else you also mentioned.
Yeah.
Now people can go and watch Dusty Rhodes during his heyday and all with Championship Wrestling from Florida. Or if they want to see Dusty in polka dots, they can see that
they
as well.
They can see whatever. They can go all the way back to Florida. They can go to everywhere that I went. And it's just, it's amazing now the kids say, well, they talk about Dusty Rhodes. Who is he? You know, Daddy always talk about Dusty Rhodes. Well, here, just plug this in, hit this deal, Dusty Rhodes comes up. Him and Ernie Ladd, Tallahassee, Florida, 1974. Oof. So it's amazing. And it's good. Vince had a conversation with me right after they launched it. And we're the same age, me and him. And he grew up in the business together. And he said, Green, you've now become immortal. So, that's cool. So I said, so have you. So there you go.
So have you.
So that's anyway, awesome. It's good stuff, yeah.
Some of the guys that have come through the Performance Center lately, some guys like The Shield,
yeah,
the Wyatt family.
Bray Wyatt, yeah.
Bray Wyatt especially. Dusty, yeah. Did you have a lot of influence with Bray coming up through, or was...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
a lot of people,
yeah, he
but...
Was, he was... He
especially
was,
this character.
You know, Wyndham, he was on my radar and his radar, and we said, talked, actually produced, with the, helped produce with the a great production company. The first video, all the videos you've seen, that's what we sent there to Vince to look at. He said, this is a character I got in mind. What do you think? He said, it's unbelievable. Something else. So then you turn him over to the big club. So he leaves the minor leagues. Now he goes to the big club. I say, Vince, he can throw 100 miles an hour. Hunter, he can throw 100 miles an hour, but he can't throw a curve. Well, we'll teach him to throw a curve. 100 miles an hour, we're not going to send him home. So we went with that philosophy with him and Shield, and the same, you know, you go down with the first kid that came out of our first facility was here with Steve Kern at FCW. And the first guy to come out of that was Sheamus. He's world champion 3 times. So we've had a good list of 40 or 50 people that's made this thing work. And now they have their own brand, NXT. They have Raw, SmackDown. Now they have their own brand with NXT. So it's always a work in progress with them. But I tell you, the future looks good. And with all the 24 hours of programming, there's a great opportunity now for them to do other things, to be announced, to have their own cooking show. What do they want to have? I mean, you know, because of the growth of the network.
Everything is branching out. You can do more than one thing.
Yeah, stocks are up, everything's cool, so we're doing well.
The night that Goldust, Cody, you're there teaming together, beat the Shield for the belt.
There it is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's it, that backstage right before we came out.
Wow, that's awesome, Dusty.
Yeah.
How do you just quantify what happened that night and that whole, how that whole thing went down like that? It's amazing.
If you're a fan and you watch what I've done and you've watched our industry grow, and then you see something that where you say, man, that is really raw emotion. That's really happening. And I even tear up when I think about it. But it's an opportunity in my age to go in. I mean, it's not like Archie can go out and say, okay, Peyton, okay, can I throw me a pass out here in the game. You can't do that. But in our game, they was able to do that. So we shared an unbelievable bond of something that was probably the most important thing that I've ever done. And it was outstanding. It was outstanding because Cody's still in his 20s and Dustin came back phenomenal. And, you know, so we looked to the future and the road's happening. So it was cool. It was a great night. Really was good stuff. Yeah, to be able to go out and say, you know, being a part of something like that was important. So. And... you know, the kids were great, and Cody's just really sharp, knows what he wants to be, and kind of spearheaded that thing a little bit, and the Shield were the kids that I trained just prior to that, you know, and there they are in the ring across from us, you know, so it was a big night for us.
Lastly, Dusty.
Yeah.
Who are some of the best trash talkers that you come across, whether it be in wrestling or other pro sports? Because I'm sure that's a thing for you.
I think Ernie Ladd was a really cool trash talker, man. You know, I mean,
and what a great football player, too.
Yeah, but he would not stop. I mean, he would go, we're driving to Houston. And to get him to shut up, I'd have to feed him some, you know what I mean? But you know, and Tyson and, you know, Mike Tyson, it's not a trash talker like Ali, but he's become kind of one, but he's really funny if you listen to him. Because when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, he was so enamored, me and him both are meeting each other and everything, so he's out there and he almost called me the N-word. He said, did you remember the speech that he did? You know, he said, oh man, you know, he's been this for a long time. You know, I said, man, Michael, you know, come on, man, don't tell me. But, you know, he's really cool. A lot of the rappers call me and they're big fans. Darius Rucker's a big fan and they all try to imitate me and do the stuff. So at least I've left some type of imprint or legacy with him, you know. You know, and this kid this year with, was it Seattle or the one that went off?
Richard Sherman.
Yeah, great football player, but he just had that one moment of, I'm just going to go off. Yeah. And sometimes you just got to pick that moment and go off, and it makes you the rest of your life. Deion Sanders was like that, you know. So Charles Barkley does it in a different way, you know what I mean? But I think being able to say what you feel and not be on the script is what made me who I am, because I would never just say, okay, here's a script. You know, I knew that I was in Miami on Wednesday. I knew it was 8 o'clock. I knew I'm wrestling Kevin Sullivan. So the rest of the minute and a half, I'm going to tell you a story. And that's how it comes about. You know what I mean? That's that's why the cowboys and the insurance salesmen, the business suits, they all combined. They all loved me. It didn't matter. All the blacks or whites or whatever, they all gathered to see this happening, whatever it was. This, you know, this plumber's son or whatever the hell that was created. So we teach that a lot to them, but the kids at the performance center. But I think mainly NXT, I give them an opportunity. When I get the opportunity to teach and coach, Sam Hunter gives me that opportunity. Then I let them be their self. And if they find their self, then you'll pick out of the maybe 20 to one that said, okay, you're going to make it. You're going to be there. Because we're looking for the next John Cena, looking for the next D-Law, looking for the next Hogan, Dustin Rhodes, Rock, all these guys. And they're there. They just have to, you know, they just have to unleash it. You know what I mean?
Dusty, been a pleasure and an honor
talking with you so much.
Have a good time tonight at the fair in Miami.
We will, yeah. I'm going to sign a few autographs and get them off and get back in my old Jeep, take my wife, and head back to Orlando, man. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll get lucky.